So my name is Joseph, and I'm here with Jacqueline, Kadena, and Ethan. And our research was for the Spanish flu, which was also the influenza pandemic of 1918. It was an unusually deadly virus, and the first one had the first wave, because it came in two waves, had an H1N1 influenza virus. There were many, many deaths around the world, and some of the possible causes of death were that it triggered a cytokine storm, which is something that would attack the immune system of young adults, or that it was a normal strength strain, but because of like the bad conditions since it was the war, it prompted a deadly superinfection. Some symptoms were it caused fever, nausea, aches, and diarrhea, dark spots on the cheeks, and a lack of oxygen. Many people developed pneumonia, which is where your lung is infected and starts filling with water or a liquid, and in this case it filled many times with a frothy bloody substance.
It was called the Spanish flu because wartime censors directed the origins toward the then neutral Spain so that they could maintain morale. Because of this, there is not enough evidence to confirm its origins, although some speculated either a military camp in
Etaples
in France or Kansas. Because of the bad conditions in the war, it made people more susceptible to it, and large concentrations of possibly infected soldiers moving around helped move it all around the world, infecting even more people.
The Spanish flu didn't have a cure at the time because much of the country's finances went into the military, and the technology wasn't very developed yet. Because of this, all the doctors and nurses could do was to try to ease the patient's pain and cover their mouths with like a mask, so the infection didn't spread any further.
What would we do if the Spanish flu came to the middle campus? First of all, we should shut it down before 1% of the population falls ill, but we can't normally tell if there's a pandemic going through the school, so we should just shut it down as soon as we feel there's a pandemic coming through. Then, next step, we should evacuate all the ill students or suspected students and bring them to a hospital that specializes in special infections and just try to heal them. Then we should get some scientists or some like government agents to investigate the school if there's any of the traces of the disease, and if there is any evidence to try to clean them up and try to resume school as fast as possible without any more new infections.
To close it off, the Spanish flu was one of the most deadly pandemics that ever happened to the earth. And because of this, we should all be really careful when it comes to staying clean and, I guess, not being careful and to not get infected. See you next time.
See you.